Hello again, everybody. You might like to pick up a coin for our second meditation. This one's called I Am God's Coin. But you don't have to find a coin if you haven't got one, because coins are a bit scarce at the moment. Lots of people are paying for things with card. But I'm sure you can imagine what a 10p coin or a 50p coin looks like. You know, there's writing on both sides of the coin. And there's numbers too, you can imagine. On one side, there's the face of the Queen, Elizabeth II. So anyone who looks at your coin knows that it was made in the mint of in the UK government, and it belongs to our country. The government doesn't want to lose your coin, you see. It keeps track of all the money. So, for this meditation, let's think a bit more about the coin. It was made with thousands of other coins, wasn't it? But each coin was made as carefully as all of the others. After it left the mint where it was made, it travelled many places before it came into your hands. Maybe it was in a man or a woman's wallet or purse, and they used it at the supermarket when they went shopping. Or maybe somebody paid their bus fare with it, or put it into the ticket machine to pay for parking the car. Could have been in lots of places. I like to think maybe, you know, it got lost a while back and someone picked it up and put it in a charity box, you see. So many hands have touched that coin. Somebody's grandchild maybe bought a lolly with it. The granny took it out of her purse. It can be old hands that held it, young hands, dirty hands, clean hands, rough hands, and soft hands. The coin isn't bothered. With all the touching, it's still worth the 10p or 50p, whatever its value was. It still had the Queen's head on it. People could recognise its value because of the picture stamped on the coin. So, leave your thoughts about the coin now. It's time to go into that little room inside you where you can go and find Jesus in your soul or in your heart. So just sit quietly inside this little room and remember, Jesus is near you there. Let your heart be glad that he is so close. Listen to Jesus talk to you about a coin. Hope your eyes are closed. That's good, just to really relax. And listen to Jesus. His voice is very soft. It's too soft for your ears even to hear it. But your heart knows what Jesus is saying. And he says, Thomas, or Michal, or Anita, or Rosie, or whatever your name is. Do you know, he says, you're like a bright, shining coin, fresh out of the mint. When I made your soul, I stamped it as my own. It was just as if I put a picture of myself on your soul. That means you belong to me. And I don't want to lose you. And someday I will want to have you back, just as the UK government wants to keep its money. I want to keep you because I love you. Now, this is very important. In other words, there's a piece of God inside us. And when we die, we'll go back to God. So sit still now and think of how good God is to love you so much that he made your soul look a bit like him. Thank him. Feel how good it is to know that we carry God's picture around with us on our soul or on our heart. Ask Jesus to help you keep his picture bright and clear in your soul so that some of the brightness will shine out in your eyes. And it'll help people to know that Jesus lives in you. When you're playing or talking to other people, look into their eyes and be happy, knowing that they have got God's picture inside them too. Tell Jesus that you do not ever want to do anything to hurt others or to ruin God's picture in them. Have a think for a minute on your own with your eyes closed. And now, it's time to leave your soul. You can come out of your heart room. We'll close the door softly. Take a breath in and a breath out. Open your eyes nice and wide so that God's brightness can shine out. And remember today, if you can, that you are like a shiny coin belonging to God. And he is taking good care so that he will never lose you. Amen.